I haven't been on for a while because I've been very low and very despondent. And it's the whole program this morning has made me feel exactly like that. But last night, a young lady I had never heard of, she brought me the Pandora box. I felt she opened it of love. I have never in all my 86 years witnessed the amount of love that was shared in Manchester at that concert last night. It was fantastic. The young people that had been at the horror in Manchester had the brave factor of getting there to see the girl that they loved and to defy any terrorists' ideas. They didn't think, oh, there's something going to happen. They had what they had that I have lost was hope. Hope in their heart that love can overcome everything. And sitting looking at the stars that broke down in tears, I just could not believe it. And for the first time in many, 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 many months, I went to bed and I went to bed happy and with hope that the future, because the future was looking at me in that arena of the thousands and thousands of young people that stood there and said, nothing will beat us. We are here to share together. And I think that's what we should carry. Not that she's a Muslim, she's a Catholic, she's a black or anything. There was nothing. It was stripped away completely. And when I heard her sing Over the Rainbow, I really couldn't believe how I felt. It was unbelievable. And I think we should all follow that young girl's example that had the courage to come back and to make sure she organized this concert, that she went and saw the kiddies that were injured. A young girl could do so much, and yet me, I'm doing nothing. But what I've got now is this hope that these young people and the others that were looking in throughout the world will stand up and say, yes, we're brothers and sisters. We love each other, and nobody and nothing is going to harm us. So a lot of the people that were on this morning and their views on this, that and the other, they're blaming governments, they're doing this. Stop and think. Even one tiny seed of love that each of us can plant can grow into the greatest oak tree that ever was. Frank, I'm sorry for warbling on, but I was so impressed last night with Darianne. I will never forget that concert or what it did for me. And I would love and hope it did that for a lot of other people that watched it and maybe had the fear factor up to that moment. I don't have it. Thank you, Arianna. Thank you to those kids in Manchester who had the guts to say, no, this is my life. I want to live it my way. It was beautiful, Frank.